From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States has imposed new sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program, according to the U.S. Treasury Department announcement Sunday, hours after confirmation that several Americans held captive in Iran were released and en route to Europe. Today, President Obama spoke on those sanctions.
We still have sanctions on Iran for its violations of human rights, for its support of terrorism, and for its ballistic missile program, and we will continue to enforce these sanctions vigorously.
The U.S. will sanction five Iranian nationals and a network of companies based in the United Arab Emirates and China amid allegations they have supported Iran's ballistic missile program. The Obama administration has for months publicly hedged on a response to two ballistic missile tests by Tehran in late 2015 that violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Israel's prime minister, meanwhile, has condemned the lifting of crippling international sanctions on Iran following the UN Nuclear Agency's certification that Tehran is curbing its nuclear program. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that despite the agreement with the world powers, Iran has not given up its quest for nuclear weapons. Netanyahu told his cabinet, lifting sanctions will provide Iran with more resources to undermine stability in the Middle East and spread terrorism around the world. He called on the international community to closely monitor Iran's nuclear facilities and reimpose sanctions.
VOA News.